Franziska, have you looked at the little book I left for you?
The cookbook by Lena Kahn from Salzburg?
Yes, that one. But it's much more than just a cookbook. She gives excellent advice on budget and other practical topics.
I haven't looked yet. But my father's sister, Aunt Liesel, is raving about it. She told a friend that even a Christian woman can be grateful for Kahn's help and advice. Aunt Liesel craves sweet dishes, which is why she loved the recipes for orange buns, the Linzer tart, and the braided yeast cake.
And just look at the recipes for egg dishes and puddings. Every recipe I've tried, the wine cakes, cinnamon slices and snowballs, always comes out perfect and tastes amazing. Especially now, before Passover, you can follow Kahn's suggestions for the Seder plates. Listen to what she writes. On each Seder night, you get 3 matzot. She's talking about the special matzah crackers that we eat on Passover.
I know this, Mrs. Eisenman.
You place them on the Seder plate with a napkin between 2 of them, and on top of there is another napkin on which you place small bowls for a broiled egg, a broiled shank bone, parsley, lettuce, a piece of horseradish with some leaves, vinegar and charoses. Charoses. Do you know what that is? I was unfamiliar with that word. It sounds French, but it's actually Hebrew.
I think it's a mixture of chopped apples with sugar and cinnamon, right? And hazelnuts, red wine or grape juice.
Exactly. We can do our Seder menu along those lines with some little changes. Matzah ball soup, fish in a sauce of potato flour and kunaroll vegetable oil, boiled meat with side dishes or chicken fricassee, spinach with veal chops, potato cake and wine sauce.
Even when times aren't so good, you can always make a good soup with matzah balls.
Do you know what we need for that? I read it to you. 2 pieces of matzah, soaked in water and firmly pressed. They have to be roasted in 2 tablespoons of oil and steamed onion. After they have cooled down, you add 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of salt, a pinch of ginger and pepper, and 2 to 3 tablespoons of matzah flour. You then form the matzah balls out of this mixture and boil them in the meat bouillon until they float to the top.
Please slip a bookmark between those pages so I can easily find the recipe again.